Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Jason Tatum taking the high road, which is going to upset Courtney when it comes to tonight and to a little bit of a revenge opportunity with Steve Kerr and the opportunity to show him how wrong he was. So
he is going to go off. Like, I know it. I can feel it in my bones. This is going to be like a historic night for Jason Tatum. And I think the whole team's going to make sure that that happens.
Yeah.
That's why over.
I think you're leaning toward a 17-leg parlay for this evening.
I don't know. I don't know how many legs.
No. Courtney, it's simple. Just two legs. Tatum to score 50, Celtics to win by 15. It's going to be like plus 2,500.
Okay.
Right. And Trump to win.
What is that, Sean?
It's probably like plus 2,500.
Tatum to score how much?
50.
Oh, a 50 burger.
I don't know if I want to go 50.
Ooh, that's...
But also, didn't you say something about Pritchard the other day where all of his overs have hit?
Yeah, so he has scored 15 or more points in 6 out of 8 games, and I believe his over has hit in 6 out of 8 games.
So that might be a 3.
Especially with Brown out, too. The number's going to be inflated. It's probably going to be around 18, but with Brown out, there's a good chance he gets there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, somebody expressing concern in the Twitch chat that he is going to lay an egg because he's going to be pressing too hard, but that's not Jason Tatum, in my opinion.
If you watched him play, I told you, he got a whole new bag. He's able to score in so many different ways. His ability to get to the hole now and being physical and getting a bunch of and-one opportunities, you see how he was able to do that in the Hawks game. His ability to take guys off the dribble, the fact that he's worked on his release now, the catch-and-shoot, or the step-back dribble with no hesitation on that hitch that he used to have, just allows him to just do so many different things with his game. He's got a little small, little low post game, you know, playing with his back to the basket now. So I just think he does so much. And you still look at teams. Teams are still running two guys at him every time he gets the ball. But he does such a great job of creating and being able to find other guys that open up corner threes or, you know, guys that can light it up from behind the three-point line.
You can't win in this city. 781 text. Celtics are boring to watch because they win every basketball game.
Oh, my goodness.
How is that boring? You don't like winning? What are you, a coward?
You want to see somebody beat them?
So were they bored for 20 years here in New England when it came to the Patriots?
I would say this team is the most exciting or interesting dominant team to watch in recent memory. Like, after your first of 15 birthday parties on Friday night, I got back and I watched the end of that Grant Williams debacle against the Celtics in Charlotte. Like, tonight, if they win by 60, it's more interesting than if they win by 10 tonight because of what Steve Kerr did. Like, it's going to be an awesome environment at the Garden tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind it at all.
No.
Really kind of the only bright spot on the horizon currently.
Well, you got to feel like you said, you got to feel confident about, and I've said it just from watching this team, and they're, granted, they're without Jaylen Brown and they're without Porzingis. I just don't see who can beat them in a 7-game series. I just don't see anybody that can beat them.
This is Tariq. Hey, Tariq.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
I just kind of wanted to circle back. You guys were talking about the mystery behind who banned Kendrick Perkins from the Garden.
Yes.
And then I thought about it, right? It was a mystery when we tried to figure out who deflated the balls. It was a mystery. It's usually a person that's in personnel somewhere in the staff of the facility that is in charge of inviting people back. Like, who is the guy at the Red Sox who did all those wonderful events for players returning, dream team, like, you know, all-time teams, things like that? What was his name?
The dentist.
Dr. Charles.
Dr. Charles Steinberg.
Dr. Charles. So I'm putting foldable money that the equivalent of that at the Garden is the person who basically didn't extend any credentials to Kendrick. And then when that word gets out and it's a little joke, chuckle, chuckle, and then the world starts swirling around the facility that, oh, he's banned, and he's not. Some guy just said, you know what, he called Joe Mazzulla a bird that flies backwards, and that's not a basketball breakdown. You know what, no soup for you. End of day.
Right.
That's it.
That's what did him in, is when he basically said, take out Mazzulla's brain and put it in a bird.
Well, let me... Can I add about that, you know, good for you, Kendrick, because you were going to be the next guy laid off by ESPN, and you took a chance by basically ruining your legacy here so that you can get, I don't know what, $300,000 from ESPN? Great for you, bro. Enjoy your day. Have, you know, good luck. But that's what you did. You trade a lifetime of legacy. Ray Allen realized the mistake and fixed it real quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I mean, there we go. He's gonna realize that it was more valuable to be, like, you know, humane towards the Celtics and not just use them as a poster child to extend his career.
Well, then why did Joe Mazzulla feel the need to reach out and extend the offer to break bread with Kendrick Perkins?
That's maybe he's like, Mazzulla's, you know, we know he's evolved as a person in a different way. Maybe he's like, listen, I want to sit down and talk to you on what you're really trying to say about, you know.
But I still didn't want you in the building a week ago.
That comment.
Like, it's evolving is one thing.
He's
but
probably
like,
going to walk. He's going to have the bread on the table. He's going to walk in there and then drop kick him into the lobby.
Or not even show up.
But it's one thing to be critical of the team and say, all right, Mazzulla's got to do better. Mazzulla's got to do this. But when you start taking shots, you know, we all do it. And when you start saying, hey, listen, this guy, you put his brain in a bird, he's flying backwards, and basically he's stupid, then those, you know, guys don't forget about that stuff. And then they say, like, Mazzulla probably has enough power to say, all right, you know, I don't want somebody like that around celebrating our success.
But I still want to have a conversation with him face to face.
Yeah, maybe he just wants to do that.
When there was this, the story was in the U.S. version of the Sun, the English tabloid, and the source who works in the organization told Steve Brenner and David Scott, quote, he was asking everyone to get a spot at TD Garden, to be there for this moment of history, and to try to soften up the relationship that is broken.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Perk says that none of that is true.
Uh-huh.
There was a player, an unnamed player, who said that on the current roster, who said the hatchet won't be buried anytime soon, and the respect for him is below zero since those comments. And most of us don't even want to hear about him, as he said things that were just not justified and that were bad, throwing S in our faces, disrespecting our work and the whole organization. So,
I mean, wasn't he big at criticizing Tatum a ton? So, and I don't know if Tatum's that type of dude. It doesn't look like that's
his person. No, because Tatum responded. It was like Perk went off on him, and then the next game Tatum went off, and it was like he was shutting him up with what he did on the court.
And I bet it was probably somebody, one of Tatum's teammates, because that's not really his MO. And I could see how certain guys in the locker room would come to his defense and being like, yo, this dude is a clown and this, that, and the other. No one wants him in the building. No one likes him. Just kind of like being there, because that's not like Tatum's more of a high road guy where he won't kind of say those things. And
Rhode Island texter, hello Rhode Island, thank you for listening to this show down there and supporting us since jump. Cool Cup of Joe is too classy to hold a grudge. It must be somebody else.
Joe Mazzulla doesn't hold a grudge?
Yeah.
Are you smoking?
I would say clap back Joe.
He just said he wanted to bring back fighting.
Yeah, I would think that
he
holds grudges.
Stuff he had with the reporters? Like,
yeah.
The ability to have an analytical eye for a second of your own team.
He brought back an article from like seven years ago.
Yeah. I mean, ask Washburn if he holds a grudge.
Yeah, I think that's why we love clap back Joe.
Right.
He holds grudges.
It's endearing.
Yeah.
Like, and the other thing is, the thing that's frustrating is Perk wins whenever we're doing this. Like, right. The existence of a beef has whatever the stupid 7 millionth basketball podcast he's on gets attention, and then we talk about his return. When tonight, from my view, is all about a guy in Tatum who, yes, he does silence people, but he's not a guy that runs toward conflict. Like, that's a Jaylen Brown quality that I don't think Tatum possesses, but I think tonight, Jaylen's out. I agree with Courtney. I think he puts up huge numbers. It's going to be a really fun environment, and I don't give a damn if Perk's there.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I like that about Jason Tatum. Like, mm-hmm. He does his talking on the court. Like,
right.
I like that.
It's not who he is. If you watch the starting five, which is... which I really enjoyed.
You love that show.
Yeah, because they sit down and they really get into the minds of these guys and how they talk. And that was so big for Tatum. The last episode when they won the championship, he kept saying, I wonder what they're going to say now. What are they going to say now? So that's kind of his way of getting everybody shutting everybody up. Where Anthony Edwards... If you look at him, he's completely different. He's like, I want all the smoke, and I think I'm the best player in the league, and his just personality is different, and it's interesting to see that.
Speaking of Netflix and related things, why do we have to wait for April for that Celtics-produced docudrama on the season last year?
Because the Red Sox will suck and it'll give us something to watch.
I think it's such a miss by Netflix. Like, turn that around really quick. Because by April,
it must be the Celtics that... The Celtics must have a say in when it
is. And it'll get you geared up just for another playoff run.
Yeah, that's
locked
true.
In.
Yeah.
That's true. And who knows? I mean, what's the April Netflix, season ratings look like? Is that a slow period
Netflix,
of time?
No, Netflix
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, people consume content immediately.
No, 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 but I'm saying, do people consume more content in April versus when
I think right
July?
Now is, I think right now is when people consume the most content.
Okay.
Because of the weather?
Yeah.
You mean here?
Right.
Yeah.
Greg,
good point.
We haven't talked about the elephant in the room on Netflix.
What's that?
Did you see the big news?
No, what?
Outer Banks?
What?
One final season.
That's it?
One more.
I figured... Yeah, and it's really a half a season.
This was a shorty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ended too soon.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it like four seasons?
This is the fourth.
Yeah, this
man,
is the
how many
fourth.
Seasons? How many seasons should a show go?
Well, I mean, some go 20.
Well, what goes 20?
Grey's Anatomy is in like 21.
Right. The Office did
about
10.
Yeah, but there's a lot that hangs in the balance. Like,
right.
you may have the arguably the greatest sibling reunion in the history of television. That, you know, that's where they're heading.
Right.
But The Office and those, because I've never seen Outer Banks, but does every week tie into the previous week for the most part?
They release all at once.
It's one long storyline.
With The Office, every week is a standalone episode. So those.
What are you talking about? The Office builds?
Yeah.
Not like because The Office is like a sitcom. It's like Seinfeld, right? Every episode is kind of like its own episode.
Season two ended with the casino night and the kiss. Season three begins.
But for the most part, the majority of the episodes are like their own standalone funny episode.
You could watch The Office, find it funny without knowing the storylines.
Right,
but they definitely build.
Yes, no, they definitely build.
No, but not as much as I would say like The Penguin or... I'd never seen The Outer Banks or like The Sopranos or those type of kind of drama shows that if you can't jump into season five of...
Of Outer Banks, you could.
Of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Right. So, but you can jump into like season three or four of The Office or season four or five of Seinfeld.
And find it entertaining.
Yeah, you could.
And not really need a backstory.
But that's a sitcom. It's not a... Like,
well, that's why, I was saying, how many seasons would you like your non-sitcoms, your dramas to go on for?
I think this is a good place for them to end.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that it's had a great run. The two stars aren't dating anymore. They're in separate relationships.
They're not?
Oh, no.
Five seasons of a show is...
Like The Penguin.
Excellent.
How many seasons, Greg, would you want of The Penguin?
Well, that's a prequel.
No. We're just talking about the show.
Well, I definitely want another one.
Right, but how many would you want? Five, six, and you feel good?
What did Breaking Bad have?
Breaking Bad
six
had like...
Six or seven.
I thought it was eight seasons. I'll double check, though.
See, I could have had another couple of really good seasons of Breaking Bad. Like, that would never be too much for me. Never.
I think five seasons.
Five?
Yep.
You can make the argument that Breaking Bad is the best combination of acting and writing in any one of those.
Yeah.
Preach, Curtis.
Not great.
Terrible.
Preach.
It's brilliant.
Well, like Yellowstone's ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Never did much for me.
Really? Okay.
I lived it.
This is Vinny in the car. Hello, Vinny.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to tell you, I listen to you guys every day. I love your show. Love you, Wiggy.
Love you.
But I watched The Penguin... And I'm not a binge watcher by any stretch, but my kids are. But it is definitely one of the best series I have seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Can't wait for tomorrow night. Just wanted to say thank you. But I just at one point is that...
Wait, it's not tomorrow. It's Sunday night.
I bet you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're right. My apologies.
Sunday night.
But I didn't know, and I know this is going to sound idiotic, who Colin Farrell was, but the makeup job that they did with him
is—it's pronounced. He would like it to be pronounced Colin. But yes, the makeup.
The makeup is great.
Greg, you got excited.
Yes. What?
I humble myself to you. I apologize.
It's fine.
But the makeup job they did with him was absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
But I just want to say thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Love the show. And go Pats.
Okay.
All right.
Go Pats.
It seems like five, six seasons, that's the wheelhouse. Breaking Bad, five. The Wire, six.
Game of Thrones was only good for six.
Sopranos was five. So maybe that's like the wheelhouse number of
the
seasons.
Sweet spot.
Yeah. Anything else? Because you feel like Breaking Bad could have went on more?
Yes.
Do you? I felt like, all right, I feel like you ran out of stuff.
No, you could. No, that's brilliant writing.
He literally just said he wished it.
No, but
well,
they
had the spinoff, didn't they? So
Colin Farrell was.
The spinoff was.
That's different, though.
People said it's really good.
Oh,
but I never got into it.
You mean the Better Call Saul?
Yeah, I saw that.
You loved it,
but it wasn't like. It wasn't like Breaking Bad, I don't know where you could have went with another two seasons.
You know, Wiggy, I'm sorry. To be fair, Greg's the guy that mocks nachos, then makes nachos out of a chicken fajita and says I'm dumb.
No, I'm just trying. As somebody who was a huge fan, and Greg, I got to give you credit, put me on to Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out where you could have gone that would have been entertaining for another two seasons.
I mean, you wanted another 10 seasons of Power.
Well, Power. See, the great thing about Power. They have massive spinoffs of the it's called Power Universe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So yeah. I get a lot of Power,
Everybody
which I
knows
love.
That.
I got BMF, I got Raising Kanan, yep. I got Power Ghost Book 2.
You love it.
Yeah.
All right. Thankfully, or perhaps not, we have to take a quick break. But before we do that, let me just quickly get to Billy from Saugus. Hey, Billy, what's up?
Hey, Greg, how are you? It's Taunton, but that's all right. Oh. Listen, Yellowstone, I'm surprised it didn't do much for you. The storyline of that, I don't know if you're aware of 1883 and 1923, but you need to, if he's watching Yellowstone, you need to watch that because it starts with, like, I mean, it goes back with the Oregon Trail, the ranch, how they acquired everything.
Yeah.
But you that show really did nothing for you?
It didn't. It probably was just that I couldn't get into it. Like, I watched...
so good.
The first season, which is the one where the daughter's in the... she's in the bathtub.
That's the first.
Out in the, out in the driveway.
Yeah, first.
That's really what I remember.
That's like episode
that's
one.
Right.
Season one, like it's the pilot episode.
That's about all I remember
that's
from
the
it.
That's the tub when they're out in the ranch when all the cowboys are outside.
Yes.
She got out of the tub.
That's really about that's it.
Taylor Sheridan's brilliant. Taylor Sheridan's brilliant. He goes from Yellowstone, if you do the math, the family tree, right? Kevin Costner's, you know, roughly born in, like, say, 63 or something. 1923 and 1883, they're all 40-year increments. And it starts when they acquire. It's awesome. You have to watch the whole thing. But all this right. Sunday, I think, is coming on with the...
Okay.
With
all right. Well, Courtney loves it.
Yeah, so. I love it. Beth's got in and ripped.
It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will join us, and we'll talk about tonight. And Jason Tatum and Steve Kerr coming up at 9.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.